It is 95.3 WBEV. I'm Jake Hayes, and welcome to Community Comment. And before we get things rolling here, I wanted to remind you it's presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website at proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over a thousand samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of countertops, they can get those updated in your kitchen or bathroom. The material, color, and pattern of a countertop all play a major role in how your kitchen or bath remodel will turn out. They offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops, and they'll help you find the perfect countertop that fits with both your lifestyle and design. And now, without further ado, we will throw to Terry Bell for today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thank you very much, Jake. Welcome to today's community comment. We're joined by Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. If you would like to ask us any questions or make any comments, feel free to join us. You can call or text 920-887-9595 or give us a call here at the studio at 885-4446. Sheriff, thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
We were just talking before we went on the air. You were showing me the Dodge County Sheriff's app, and the app on smartphones is a useful tool for a lot of folks, and you wanted to make sure the people remembered to download that.
Yeah, it's extremely useful. One thing that I didn't tell you about before we went on the air here, last week I was on vacation. I was down in St. Louis with my family, and as the tornado warnings were going off, you know, I always keeping in touch with what's going on back here in Dodge County. My phone just was going off nuts nonstop of tornado warning, thunderstorm warning, and it allowed me to know what was going on right here in Dodge County, connect back with the chief deputy, make sure there wasn't anything major going on. And that's the same tool that everybody can have just on our sheriff's office app. Sometimes weather alerts get a little bit overwhelming, and you can customize some of those, but I encourage everybody that lives here in Dodge County traveling through to have that Dodge County Sheriff's Office app on your phone. Very easy to download right on your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, and so many great things that you can get once you have it. Every single notification that we have, every press release that we send out goes right through our app. The only things we can't put out through there are videos, and that's just a capability of the app itself. So you won't see our videos there. You got to go to social media for some of those, like Free Ride Friday. I know people enjoyed that a couple weeks and probably one coming again here soon. Real easy. You can see all of our news, everything that has happened, or things that we have going on, just by going down to the news on the bottom of the app. We recently had a part-time community service officer posting a rollover on the 17th, a little rollover crash where we had a dump truck crash. Some found property that the sheriff's office came into that we wanted to get back. A conversation about our canine golf outing. All those various things right there on the app, right in the news section. So you know what's going on in Dodge County, those major events. Maybe there's a highway that's closed. We're going to post that on our app so that we can let you know that, hey, we've got a couple weeks ago, we had Highway 833 shut down by TW. We let everybody know that so they could find alternate ways around. So we don't always get those out on the app, but we try to when we have those major closings. But some other things that are there for you. Last month, we talked a little bit here in Community Comment about a tow truck scam and how they've got national websites out there that say, well, we got national tow trucks that'll come and help you out. And I told everybody about a company or a scammer who scammed an individual out of a $300 tow bill. They charged his credit card, never sent a tow truck. And those are unfortunate. They happen, but we want to help you find ways to not have that happen to you. So if you have the Sheriff's Office app, I just added that this week. There's a tow truck right in the homepage. And if you click on the tow truck, it is all of the authorized tow truck services that we at the Sheriff's Office use in Dodge County. And it's listed by area. We've got the Allenton area, Beaver Dam area, Fox Lake area, Cambria, Fond du Lac, all of our major tow truck companies, the ones that we use here in Dodge Dodge County are here. Now, it might not list all of them because we only have the ones that are on our list, and they have to go through a certification process for us to be able to use them on our list. So you know if you're getting a company here, they're not going to scam you. They're local and just makes it easy. If you're out on the side of the road and you need to call a tow truck, Well, how do I know who to call? Right there for you, right on the app. So very convenient for our citizens here in Dodge County. Something new I wanted to add for our citizens.
And that seems like a good tip in general if you want to protect yourself against scams is seek out a local business rather than taking up an offer from someone you've never heard from who's contacted you on social media or whatnot.
Yeah, I know our local chamber of commerce would love it to say it's shop local. but shopping local not only can help our local businesses, but help save you in the event of a scam like we're talking about here. Who would ever think that I'm calling for a tow truck, I'm giving them my credit card, and they're going to charge me for $300-some and never send a tow truck? Who would ever think that would happen? But those are the types of things that individuals across the country are doing. And think about it. If a guy is successful 4 or 5 times a day in doing that, he just made a couple $1,000s. So we want to make every opportunity for you to stay safe, to keep your money safe. So download our Sheriff's Office app. You never know when you're going to get a flat tire. When we were on vacation last week, I got a flat tire on our camper. I was able to fix it, but some people couldn't do that. If you're here in Dodge County, you get a flat tire, you can call one of the tow truck companies that's authorized for use by the sheriff's office, and you know you're going to get good quality service.
Car trouble always strikes at the worst possible time.
And you know, when it happened to me, it didn't rain the entire trip while I was driving, except for when I was changing that tire.
Figures.
Yeah.
How else could people find the app useful?
Other things that's on here, our most wanted are on here, so you can find out who we're looking for this month or past months. If you're looking for a mugshot or looking to see who's in jail, you can see that right on our app just by simply going to the arrest section and the inmate list. You can see everybody, every local arrest right here on our app. Let's say you have special needs in your home that you would like us to know about if you have to call 911. Somebody has a hard time hearing or they're autistic and you would like us to know ahead of time. Maybe they're blind or nonverbal, prone to seizures, those types of things, a medical issue you'd like us to know about. There's a special needs alert but icon right on the homepage that you can fill out that form. It's going to go into our records management system. So when you call 911, our dispatchers are going to see that immediately as an alert. They're going to know there's something wrong there. They're going to be able to alert all the responding law enforcement, fire, EMS, right ahead of time. We have Child ID on here. Child ID is like a little – it doesn't give driving privileges, but it's like a little driver's license for kids. And it's an outstanding tool. It's cool for the kids. It's free. We will mail it to you. We'll deliver it if we need to if you're in Dodge County. But it gets all the children's personal identification information together for us, puts it into our records management system. Now if that child goes lost or missing, what a great tool for us to have. We have a current photo. We have how tall they are, their eye color, their weight, those types of things. Makes it much easier for us to know who we're looking for if we're looking for a missing person. And we can do that right on the app. You can submit it. We'll get it out to you shortly. We do these a lot at the fair. Every day at the fair, I've got staff out there, usually from 10 to 6. And we go through hundreds of these out at the fair, giving them out. But if you'd like to get one ahead of time, just submit that information right on the app. Give us a current photo. And we'll get it back out to you. They usually get them out within a couple of days. It's pretty neat. We have employment opportunities there and other jail information as well. So a lot of great information right on our Sheriff's Office app. Most important, though, is knowing what's going on in your community with that news section and just download it and check it out. It's a really cool app. Probably the best app you'll have on your phone.
Our guest is Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. We'll be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
If you love brats and having a chance to win a lot of money, then don't miss any stops on the 2025 Brat Fry season and 95K sweepstakes presented by Pernet Premium Meats. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. While there, help the John Moser Children's Radiothon and purchase a Pernet Premium Brat with a soda or water for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at dailydodge.com.
Our next two Brat Fries from 11 to 1 are Friday, July 25th at Slumberland in Beaver Dam and August 6th at Spiro Heritage.
Is that Christmas music?
Yes, it is. Hi, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings. We are having a Christmas in July sale. That's right. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a Christmas in July sale. Right now is the perfect time to come to McKinstry's and feel the Christmas spirit. This year, you can get a head start on your Christmas shopping with sales on Lazy Boy recliners, end tables, sofas, mattress sets, reclining sofas, pictures, lamps, and accessories. Come to McKinstry's Home Furnishings and pick a mitten off our Christmas tree and save up to 50% instantly. McKinstry's offers prompt delivery, or you can take it with you. No waiting. Pick a mitten, try it on, and save 5, 10, 20, up to 50% off the sale prices. Merry Christmas in July. Stop into McKinstry's Home Furnishings for the Christmas in July sale. Hurry, sale ends Monday, July 28th.
Is it snowing?
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
95.3 WBEV and Community Comment. And we are back with more action now. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. If you would like to join the conversation, you can give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or call us at the studio at 885-4446. We're talking with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. And an important issue happening right now, a study that recently concluded, we'll find out some of the results of that study tomorrow, I guess. You're looking at ways to improve your radio communication system, and it's a bit inefficient in ways that I'll let you explain and why they perhaps need improving.
Sure. So our radio communication system that Dodge County operates really is for the benefit of not just the sheriff's office, but all police departments in the county, all fire, all EMS. And so obviously radio communication is the backbone of what we all do when we're responding to emergencies. And last summer we've had some incidents where we just simply couldn't communicate because of the poor radio communications that we have. We are on a VHF system, which stands for very high frequency. That's a radio band. And our VHF system is okay. Believe it or not, it used to be better. Before we had federally mandated narrow banding. And that narrowed the bands, made it harder for those frequencies to get out. We actually had to add radio towers when that happened so that we could communicate, but it still has issues. When we're driving around in our squads or in our fire trucks in that fashion, we're usually okay because those are more high-powered radios. But when I'm walking around the street or when I'm out in somebody's home, the portable that I have on my hip doesn't always give me communication back to where it needs to go. And if I have somebody who's combative or threatening or I need backup, there's times when I just can't get out on my radio to let my dispatcher know that I need help. And that's a problem. And last year we had a really good example of that with an attempted homicide that happened down in the Watertown area. And I couldn't communicate with my SWAT team in a barricade situation. My SWAT team couldn't communicate with themselves. My SWAT commander couldn't give direction to my SWAT team because they couldn't hear each other. And so I took that opportunity to play some of those, that audio for some of the committees at the county board. There was conversation about adding more towers. And I said, before we add more towers, let's make sure we have good, accurate information. We do it right the first time. We don't spend money. And then we come back later and spend more money to fix what we should have done in the first place. So they authorized a 12-person committee of fire, EMS, law enforcement, county supervisors. There's 12 of us, highway department. To sit on this committee, we then were able to get a company, Tusa Consulting, to come in and start a radio project study. From the initial that I've learned is there is a lot of noise in the very high frequency band in Dodge County. And noise to you in the public means that static you might hear when you got the radio on, the old fashioned, not the digital dials, but the old fashioned analog dials where you're trying to find that WBEV to tune it in might be just a little too far away. That static there makes it hard to hone in on the frequency. And so we struggle with that here in Dodge County. We actually did learn that had we added three more towers, it probably would have made that static problem worse. So doing this study is in the long run already saving us money. But tomorrow we're supposed to get a report from Tusa Consulting. It's an initial draft report. It's not their final report. Going through a very high level, some of the recommendations that they may have. We'll have an opportunity from our committee to ask some questions make sure that they include in their final report everything that we need. From that standpoint, I think we're sitting in a good spot. We actually got a very good cost on the bid. It was actually the low bidder received it, and they're a very good company. They're doing excellent work. So we're very excited to see what comes out of this study tomorrow. We wanted to let the community know that this is going on and that this is a problem. Because nobody wants in an emergency for us to be there and you need us to get an ambulance or get a fire truck coming and we can't because we can't get out on the radio. So I thought it'd be important to let the community know that here today and we can discuss it a little bit.
Absolutely. We have a caller on the line if you want to take that.
Sure.
Caller, thanks for joining Community Comment. You're on with Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
Hi, Sheriff Schmidt. Sorry about my voice.
You're quite all right.
Question for you because I hear it all the time on the radio. And especially this one, is it true that if you see a pothole, you will not get in trouble for calling 911?
I'm sorry, if you see a what?
Pothole.
A pothole.
In the road.
Sure. Well, if you feel that pothole is going to cause a crash, it is like a deep pothole, or you have, with the heat coming in the next couple of days, there's going to be the highway just buckled. And people are going to crash as a result, 911 would be fine. If it's just a smaller pothole, which isn't going to cause a crash, I would ask that you call the non-emergency number. Calling 911 ties up those lines. We only have so many 911 lines. So if we have four or five people calling 911, the sixth person might get a busy signal. So if you can call the non-emergency number, that's great. The app we talked about at the top of the show, you can do an incident report right on the app. It'll go to our dispatchers as well. You don't even have to call in. So a lot of great ways to report that. But great question, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
And thank you for the call. If you'd like to join the program, 920-887-9595 to call or text, or you can call us at the studio at 885-4446. So, I imagine it sounds like you're very eager to get this radio communications situation improved. So what happened in that SWAT incident that you mentioned earlier? What did you do when you could not communicate with everybody else?
It was talking – it was calling on the radio. I couldn't copy. Can you repeat your transmission? We tried to use cell phones. Cell phone coverage down there wasn't great either. We tried to swap out some radios, tried to have staff get to their mobile radios and their squads if they could. We had our incident command vehicle down there, which was helpful because from my end, I had a high power radio that I could get out. They could hear me most of the time, but I couldn't hear them transmitting back. That was the most problematic portion of it. We struggled through it though. We actually were at the point of walking in and taking the person into custody and our SWAT commander giving direction, and the SWAT team there were not hearing what his directions were. And certainly it all worked out well. Our staff are very well trained and they made it through that situation. But there's some things we wanted to do a little bit differently and we couldn't because of that communication. And we certainly don't want somebody to get hurt or killed because we can't communicate. And we never expect that we're going to have 100% radio communication everywhere in 900 square miles of Dodge County. But it is significant enough here in the county that we have some serious problem areas. Even out on 151, you wouldn't anticipate that 151 would be a problem because it's along a major highway. But 151 down near Columbus is a problem area for us. And when we're out on our portables, it isn't always clear radio communication and sometimes it doesn't go through at all. So we have some problems we need to address and I'm excited to see what the report has. I think we have support from the county board. They understand how important this is, not just to law enforcement, but fire and EMS as well. And it's just going to be a conversation about what do we need and how can we afford that. And I think after this is done, we'll go out to bid for bid. I can't make that decision here today, but for companies to provide us with some insight on what they can provide for us. And once that happens, then we can bring it to the county board and have those discussions. But important for people to understand here today that there is a problem and it's a serious problem, rather than hearing it on the news that the county board passed a bunch of money for a radio project and nobody understands why.
Very good. We're talking with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. We're going to take a break here for the news, then be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Nothing says relaxation like a Slumberland furniture mattress and a radio or speaker with 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 65 million Americans are under some sort of heat warning today. The baking temperature stretching from St. Louis down through Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And then it spreads further north and east.
Washington, D.C. starts to get the worst of it on Friday, as does New York City. So we're going to feel that heat and humidity. And if you like it, you're going to get more of it, especially if you're east of the Rockies. The only place to cool down would be California.
That's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. Despite objections from the civil rights leader's family, the Trump administration has released more than 240,000 pages of records that had been under court-martial and seal since 1977, court-imposed seal. King's two living children urged the files be viewed within their full historical context. This week in Idaho, the man who admitted to killing four University of Idaho college students will be formally sentenced. Brian Koberger recently changed his plea to guilty in the case, expected to be sentenced to four consecutive life sentences. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News. I'm Terry Bell. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has approved Alliant Energy's plans to build the Columbia Energy Storage Project. That project aims to boost grid stability, improve reliability, and deliver enough electricity to power about 18,000 Wisconsin homes for 10 hours on a single charge. It uses a CO2 battery to bolster the power grid. Construction is expected to begin next year and be done by the end of 2027. New and improved trails at Swan City Park will be a part of Beaver Dam City budget talks this fall. Last night, the Common Council gave tentative approval to accepting a $739,000 grant from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. To get the grant, the city would have to come up with the rest of the money through budgeting and private fundraising. Two teenagers faced charges after a third teen was found shot in a park in Pulaski Friday night. Police are recommending a raft of charges, including battery, strangulation, negligent use of a weapon, and disorderly conduct. Police found a handgun and a knife at the scene. It will be dangerously hot tomorrow. The National Weather Service says Dodge County and the rest of southeast Wisconsin will be under an extreme heat watch from tomorrow morning through Thursday night. High temperatures should reach the 90s with a heat index going into the triple digits. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 86. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 71, partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, chance for storms. Daytime highs approaching 93. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 73 degrees.
Home searching online? About to click that contact agent tab? Hold that finger. Did you know that when you click that tab, you're likely reaching someone outside your local area? Before you do that, consider connecting with a real estate advisor who actually lives and works in your community. Someone who knows the local inspectors, service providers, contractors, and even the best pizza place in town. Get started with the buyer consultation so you're fully prepared for when the one pops up for sale. We are here to help. Kladowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday on 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
Washington County's biggest event of the summer is happening July 22nd through the 27th. It's the Washington County Fair presented by Lynch Buick GMC. Nashville Next featuring Chris Lane, Foreigner, and Russell Dickerson headline the Silver Lining Amphitheater. The fun continues with the Paul Bunyan Lumberjacks, thrilling exhibitor competitions, and a Wednesday night feature truck and tractor pool. Get your tickets now at WCFairPark.com. It's all happening at the Washington County Fair from July 22nd through the 27th, where fun takes center stage.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It's 95.3 WBEV. We are back with more Community Comment, and before we get rolling here, wanted to remind you it's brought to you in part by our friends over at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, and you can discover their service department over at McKinstry's in downtown Beaver Dam. If you have a wooden chair that wiggles back and forth, they can re-glue it. They can also fix tables and footstools or other items that have loosened over time. McKinstry's will rewire lamps, plus they can come to your home and repair your lift chair because they keep all the necessary parts in stock and ready to go. McKinstry's is an authorized service center for all Lazy Boy products. Take advantage of their outstanding free delivery service. When you purchase your furniture at McKinstry's, they will unpack and inspect your furniture, deliver it for free, and place it in your room right where you want it. They also do creative picture framing. Their staff will help you select just the right frame and matting to enhance the artwork as well as your home. If you need a little help with how to place your furniture in your room, their design team can help. Discover McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. And now, without further ado, we will throw it to Terry Bell with more of today's community comment.
We are spending this hour with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. If you have a question or a comment, you can join the conversation by giving us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or calling us here at the studio at 885-4446. And Sheriff, the county fair will be here before you know it, and that's a very busy stretch of time for you.
Sure is. 3 weeks away. From tomorrow it starts already, and I know a lot of fairs going on, and Fond du Lac had theirs last week, and a lot of fairs going on, and it's always a fun time, and we want to make sure that it's always safe for everybody who goes to the fair. And so since I won't be on again before the fair, I thought we'd talk a little bit about fair security and things to remember while you're out there at the Dodge County Fair. But before I get to the fair security, don't forget to stop at the Beaver Dam Rotary Stand, food stand, best food out there. I'm going to be out there serving or cooking on Friday, and it'll be fantastic. But if you don't like it, somebody else made it. We got a lot of great things out there, rides and demo derbies and truck pulls and lots of great things at the fair. We want you to be safe. So a real focal point when you get out there is going to be our mobile command trailer. It's a bus. You can see Dodge County Sheriff on the side. You can't miss it. Emergency management on the side. You can't miss it. We parked right under the grandstand just like it was last year. That's where our home base is when we're out there providing you security. And it's a good visible presence. And when we talk about enforcement, law enforcement, the first level of law enforcement for us is always presence, just being there. Us having that large bus out there that says sheriff on it, us being in uniform, that in and of itself is it does curtail behavior because they know that we're there. So we want you to know that we're there and to keep you all safe. We want the bad guys to know that we're there as well, and people who might think coming out to cause problems is a good idea. Well, we're not going to tolerate that, just like we don't in the rest of the county. And so we have staff out there during the open hours of the fair. We've got staff out there overnight stopping in and checking. We may even have some overnight shifts this year. But we're always trying to keep everybody safe. And some of the ways that we do that are by highlighting the alcohol use out there. We are absolutely 100% fine with you going out and have a good time. Enjoy some beverages at the Legion tent or at some of the other vendors. That's absolutely fine. We just want you to be safe about it. I don't want you driving home while you're impaired. That's important because I don't want somebody's family to lose a loved one because you made a bad choice. I don't want you getting fights at the fair. If you get in fights, there's going to be consequences. You just need to learn to look the other way, walk away, don't engage in those fights. Some people have a hard time with that, and unfortunately, we have to step in. But fights will not be tolerated, as always. Underage drinking is not tolerated out there. There are laws in place that we have to enforce, and unfortunately, people who are younger tend to make some decisions that aren't always the best. And when they drink, they make worse decisions. We can't have people out there drinking alcohol under the age of 21. We do check people, even if you're wearing a wristband. If we think you're under the age of 21, we will check to see if you have a wristband on or if you are over 21 and able to drink. Those who don't have a wristband and you're drinking, we will check you as well. Believe it or not, we may have some staff out there who are not in uniform that may come up to you if you're drinking and you look underage and carding you to check to see if you're of age as well. We're taking it very seriously. The fair board does as well. They give the wristbands out, so that gives us a visible presence of, yeah, that person is over 21. It helps out the bartenders. Bartenders, you still need to ID if you think somebody's under 21, even if they have a wristband. Don't just assume. We know the tricks. We know the tricks of how people try to take wristbands off, give them to somebody else and so that they can get in and drink. We know that people bring in carry-ins, which aren't allowed at the fair, and underagers are drinking those as well. And it just a lot of it leads to negative things. In the past, we haven't in a few years now, and I want to keep it that way, but we have had individuals who have left the fair and ended up in a fatal crash, and that's not good. So we want to do everything we can to make sure everybody is safe at the fair and on the way home. We're also going to have staff out and about on the highways, out and around the fairgrounds, all through Dodge County, as we always do, checking to make sure that impaired drivers aren't trying to get home. because if you're trying to get home, there's a good chance you may crash into somebody and kill them or hurt them seriously. So we'll be out there doing that. As we do every year. Over the last few years, we've had a pretty good track record. We want to continue that and not have anybody get hurt. Some of the other things we do, we talked about kit IDs earlier with the app. What a great tool for us. Every year, every day, we usually get a couple kids who go missing. They stray off from mom and dad, and parents are frantic trying to find their kids. We don't know what they look like. There's kids everywhere. This kit ID that we have for you that you can sign up for and get before the fair, or you can get right at the fair, right up by our sheriff trailer. What a great tool. I can't find my child. My 7-year-old went missing. I don't know where she is. But here is a picture of her with all her identifying information. We can take a picture of that, and we can send that out to all the deputies that are out there quickly. We can all start looking. And there again, we always have a very good track record of locating these kids quickly. But no parent wants to go through that. Fortunately, a lot of times, they're in the animal tents. Looking at the animals, but what a great tool. So a lot of things that we do out at the fair to keep everybody safe. The one thing that we do every year that people may forget about, 10 years ago when I started this, I required that we check all carnival workers, do a background check on them. And so the fair board provides us with those individuals. We do the background checks. That first year, there were some people that we didn't want there, and they were shipped out. We have not had a problem with the carnival workers since, individuals being there maybe with warrants or predators that shouldn't be there. We have not had that problem since that first year when we did it. So a lot of great things we do to keep people safe at the fair. Come on up and say hi to my deputies that are out there. And thank them. They do a lot of hard work out there, and I'm very appreciative, and they appreciate it too when you say hi. But they'll be out walking around the entirety of the fair.
I imagine a lot of people would be surprised at what goes on behind the scenes to keep the fair experience fun and safe and uneventful, at least in the bad ways. People can enjoy a good time. It takes a lot of work and planning ahead of time and during the fair.
Yeah, Lieutenant Dustin Wass, one of my night shift lieutenants, is in charge of the fair, and he's been working on this for weeks already, setting the schedule for deputies to be out there, arranging for vehicles to be out there for us to use. These background checks I'd mentioned are coming up soon. We're working on weather planning. Should something happen, we have a tornado warning. We certainly know after this year that tornadoes can and do happen here in Dodge County. What are we up to 9, I think?
A lot.
A lot here already this year. And so we plan for those things as well, mass evacuations, paying attention to what's going on around the country, and are there other fairs that are having issues, paying attention to those things and planning ahead so that we can try and mitigate any of those things before they happen is very important. And my staff take it very seriously. I know my staff, working with Dodge County Emergency Management, Joe and Amanda over there, do great work helping us plan that as well. So we are ready for another fair and hoping to make it a very safe and enjoyable fair once again.
Sure thing. And that's coming up August 13th to the 17th, I want to say.
Yeah.
So come on out, stop by the command center. I'm sure someone would be able to chat with you. I know you guys are busy. I don't know if people should be stopping people in the middle of your work, but.
Well, if we're dealing with somebody, maybe step back. But if there's just a conversation, we are out there talking all week long. My correctional staff, my support staff are out there doing kit IDs. If you want to take a quick tour of the command vehicle, if somebody's available, we might be able to do that for you. It's a pretty neat piece of equipment a lot of great tools that we have out there. But, of course, stop and say hi and chat. We'll probably have the canines out there as well. Everybody loves our canines.
I was going to say, the kids love the equipment and, as you mentioned, the canines.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so for sure. And what a great opportunity to, get people signed up for the kit ID since the place will be crawling with kids.
It's usually about 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're doing them pretty much nonstop all day out there, and it's a lot of them. And they're free. They're free, so come on out and take advantage of that free service we do for you.
There's more community comments still to come, but we're going to take a break here. Be right back on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Tune in to Back Talk, an informational talk show presented by NewMed Integrated Healthcare in Waupun, when they join us on Wednesday at 11:10 a.m. on WBEV. The doctors will join us on air and can answer your questions.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Get ready for a weekend of nonstop fun, food, and live music at the 93rd Annual Lebanon Fireman's Picnic, happening all weekend long in Lebanon. Friday kicks things off with fish fry baskets served up alongside toe-tapping tunes from polka favorite Ryan Kautzer. At 7:30 p.m., it's game time with the Lebanon Whitetails, followed by a high-energy performance from Stetson and Lace at 8:30. Saturday starts bright and early at 10 a.m. with the dart ball tournament, followed by bingo at 1 and delicious sweet corn starting at 2. Keep the party going with live music from Mission Accomplished from 4 until 8 and Road Crew hitting the stage at 9. Sunday Fun Day begins with Church in the Park at 10 a.m. and a hearty meal at 11. A crowd favorite meat raffle begins at 2:30. Don't miss performances by the Lebanon Band and the lively Rock River Valley Dutchman. There's carnival games and a playground too. Join the fun on Highway R in Lebanon and visit Lebanon Volunteer Fire Department and EMS on Facebook for more information.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBAV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with the last segment for today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake Hayes. We're talking to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. We still have a few minutes, so if you'd like to have a question or a comment, feel free to give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or call us at the studio at 885-4446. Sheriff, you know, a big part of your job is dealing with people when things are not going great. But I have to imagine one of the rewarding parts of the job is the outreach that you do to meet people, when, you know, things are on much happier terms.
Yeah. We have an opportunity to engage with the community in so many different levels and so many different things that we can do to, brighten people's day and help them out when they're in a time of need. And one of those ways that we do that is with the Police Lights of Christmas. And that was organized several years ago and really was a Fox Valley type thing, Appleton, Oshkosh area, and has expanded significantly. And we're one of the southern counties that are involved with this. And the Police Lights of Christmas, law enforcement go out and raise money throughout the year. And then they take those funds and they provide gift cards back to the communities that they live in around Christmas time. And one of those ways that we raise funds, and this is the second year we're doing this here in Dodge County, is called Cops and Culver's. And next week, Tuesday on the 29th, in the Dodge County area Culver's, we're doing them in Watertown, Beaver Dam here, and in Waupun. We will have law enforcement there. Last year, I think mostly it was Waupun and the sheriff's office participated. This year, we have Beaver Dam and Watertown PD are joining us in this effort. We'll be working at the various Culver's. Deputy Luke Luther is spearheading this for us here in Dodge County. And I believe it's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., a portion of the proceeds of the sales at Culver's and tips will go to the Police Lights of Christmas. We're not raising money for us. Make it very clear. This is for people in the community at Christmas time. And so it's a really neat thing for us to be able to participate in. We've had $500, $600, $700 in gift cards that have been presented to us. It might even be more. It might be over $1,000 that we get, that we then go out at Christmas time and help people out who may have been had a bad string of luck, that we can provide them with maybe some gas cards. We've done that where there's a family that had a hard time getting down to the hospital in Madison. We provide them with some gas cards to get there and back. We usually go out on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, meet some people in the community, and maybe they're filling up their gas tank, and we're helping you out at Christmas time, and here, take this gift card and pay for your gas today. And it's really neat for our law enforcement to be able to be engaged in the community, especially at Christmas time, when it's supposed to be a happy time of year, and some people might be down on their luck, and so much money is raised and then funneled right back into the community, and all of it goes there. It's just been a really neat program to be part of for the last several years.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, who doesn't love to go to Culver's in the first place?
Right.
When you can do so and help out, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not spending any more unless you want a tip. Going off your Culver's, I mean, make it a busy day. Mm-hmm. And make sure my staff work hard. They'll clear your tables for you. They'll bring your food out, and they love doing it. So please join us next Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the 29th.
Tuesday, the 29th. Okay, excellent. And that's locations all over Dodge County?
Yep, Waupun, Beaver Dam, and Watertown, I believe, are the three locations we're going to be doing this at.
Okay, fantastic. And as you mentioned, you know, you're already getting ready to help make the Christmas lights happen. And what sort of things are happening in July? You know, we think of Christmas preparations, maybe, you know, around our houses. We don't get around to that till maybe November.
Right.
But this kind of preparation's happening, you know, in July, as you say.
Beaver Dam Rotary Lights, you always hear me talking about it, especially in the summertime into the fall. We are working hard at our 9th annual display. It's hard to believe we got 9 years of this in. It'll be your first one this year.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it. This year is the best one ever. I'm sure it will be. Every year we grow a little bit more and more, so I've got some plans we're moving forward with. Dave Miller is helping me out building concession stands so we can do some hot chocolate out there, hopefully on Saturdays. He was building that this last weekend, and as I was working on building our deer shed, we've got some big trailer type displays that we're putting out there this year that are going to look pretty cool. So this concession trailer that Dave Miller is helping out with, we're going to be hoping to find some community organizations that might want to come out. I'd love to do whatever every Saturday night to have some organizations come out and serve some free hot chocolate, maybe some Christmas cookies right out of that trailer for a couple hours, just to make the experience even better. So challenge the Kiwanis and all those other service organizations, maybe the Boy Scouts, the various school clubs might want to come out and help out. We're just looking for some individuals to come out and volunteer. I promise you, I am putting a heater in there so you can stay warm, but you can always put your hand around the hot chocolate as well. We're looking for sponsorships right now. Sponsorships we're taking for another a couple of months through September 15th. Sponsorship forms are all online, bdrotary.org. BD for Beaver Dam, rotary.org. Go to the Rotary Lights link. We've got three of our big sponsorships have already been filled. Walmart, Newman Pools are a couple of them that have already donated for their bigger sponsorships. We've got a couple bigger ones left. I just posted it on our Rotary Facebook page. It's an arch with elf throwing presents over the pathway. The one that I think is really cool is I think it's one snowman or an elf chasing a snowman with a snowblower. It's pretty cool, and be great for a business to donate that. You get your name by it for up to 3 years, as long as the display continues to work. Just bdrotary.org, go there if you want to do a sponsorship. I know the radio station sponsors every year, helps us out with some sponsorships of Night of Lights, where you get your name read on the barn show multiple times all through for the day, and you sponsor that Night of Lights for $50. It's cheap advertising. Don't tell the radio station how cheap it is. What a great way for you to help out support this local event. If you want to put a tree up on the path, $300 gets a tree. We put the lights on it. We put the tree out. We put a sign out. You can put ornaments on it. Angels, if you want to remember somebody. A soldier, if you want to honor a military veteran. So many ways to sponsor, help that grow each and every year, and it always brings brings a lot of joy to my eye when I get the lights turned on and the kids are all in awe looking at all the Christmas lights around that park. It is just amazing. So bdrotary.org, go there. You can pay online. You can send a check to my lovely assistant, my wife, and she will process the checks. But you can download the form. You can do it online. Lots of ways to sponsor, and I appreciate everybody's support as we continue to make that a great event once again here in our ninth year in 2025.
We have just a couple of minutes left. I thought I'd give you one more opportunity to get the word out about the app, and they can get, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, it's easy to get the same place you get all your other apps.
Yeah, the Sheriff's Office app. Go Dodge County Sheriff's Office. It's got our star on it. Download it. All kinds of notifications. You can file an incident report right on that app if you'd like. You don't even have to call dispatch. I don't recommend that for emergencies, but for non-emergencies, it's a great way to do that. Lots of great information there. You always know what's going on. It's where Daily Dodge gets their news from.
Very good. We want to thank Sheriff Dale Schmidt for joining us. It's been an hour well spent. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.